We're going to head to Buffalo and be joined by Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. Good morning, Lance. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Ken. How are you this morning?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time. And let you open with just saying what you and your Bulls and your coaching staff were able to accomplish last week with a couple extra days, and certainly your preparations into Thursday night's road game at Kent State.
Well, yeah, like most times, if we can squeeze a day or two in recruiting, we're able to do that. Many left right from the Eastern game out of Detroit, and then gave the guys a couple extra days off. And as we all kind of know, when we go through these weekday games, you have to make sure you're still working in your required day off as well. So we've been able to get some days in, give guys some rest, and then modify kind of what we're doing, and anxious to get back out there and play against a good Kent team. So a little bit different, kind of schedule that we put together, but much like Tim just said, we recently just got off the field as well, and working through elements and all, trying to get ready for this game.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Leipold and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. With the extra time, how have your Bulls responded in practice this week in preparation for a very important East Division game with this road game at Kent State?
I think they've approached it with great energy and enthusiasm, but with the focus that is needed. They've gained confidence over the last 3 weeks and how they're playing together. But at the same time, know that we have a huge challenge again, and we need to go on the road and play well against an extremely dangerous football team.
When you look at film of Kent State, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Well, like many have said before, you know, offensively they're going to spread you out in a lot of different ways and stress you out. Sean has done an excellent job, and his staff of recruiting to his philosophy, and you keep seeing them get better and better. The athletes that they've to fit their scheme and the ability to make it work. Quarterback wise, I think Dustin Crum is one of the, maybe the most improved player in this conference. Really been impressed with him as we continue to watch games. I really admire the young man too. You know, a lot of times you go through a lot and you wait. He's waited patiently and kept competing, and is now playing some really good football for him. And a lot of times we don't see that anymore, especially at the quarterback position. So to see what he's able to do, his arm strength, his ability, he's kept a lot of plays alive and kept drives alive with his athleticism and ability to make people miss. Again, just listen to Tim there at the end, Nathan Rourke. We all know what an outstanding mobile quarterback he is, and I think Dustin Crum has put himself in that conversation as that type of guy that you have to be able to account for, and with his legs as well as his arm. So that'll be a huge challenge. Defensively, they're very aggressive, very athletic. Again, looking at their schedule, more than battle tested between conference and non-conference opponents. And you can't be fooled by anything else in that. Much like how Sean approaches it, they play with great aggressiveness and confidence.
For your last game, the Eastern Michigan victory, perhaps one of the most complete games of the season for you. Wanting to get out there and duplicate that effort and outcome, obviously, is the goal. What do you need to have success? What do you need to do in order to have success against Kent State to have the same type of feeling and performance for your Bulls that you had against Eastern Michigan?
Well, I think execution, of course, is the biggest thing there. Preventing big plays, having the down and distance in your favor. We have to continue to be able to run the football with the consistency that we have. But as we've been talking for well over a month, is that we have to be able to find a way to still throw the ball down the field to keep the back the back half, the back seven for sure, that there's going to be a threat of the ball going down the field, and I think we continue to get better at that each and every week. So those are some of the things. What Thursday night's weather will be, it's all wait and see, but ball security, winning turnover battle, and of course, as weather changes, winds play a part in kicking game and those things. So we have to be alert for all type of situations and make sure that we execute appropriately.
With the pending potential weather that you might have Thursday, how does that change your approach as a coach in leading your team in getting ready when you don't know the elements, and how do you address that?
Well, we try. We're finally fortunate to have an indoor practice facility, but days like today, you got to make sure you go out and practice in the elements, and we did that, and we did some over the weekend. You have to continue to, I think, like a lot of programs, but one that we've always wanted to be is that, we've always wanted to be able to run the football in some capacity, and I think we're doing a pretty good job this year. And it's for these possible situations that if you're going to play at this time of year, and obviously we were required to, or if you want to try to have opportunities to be a championship team, you're going to have to be able to, move the ball and do different things and whatever the weather conditions may be. And I think that's something that we talk about consistently in our program. And you can't let the weather beat you. And we got a big enough opponent in Kent, and that's one thing that we got to try to do. So as a preparation goes, you try to expose them to as many elements as you can, but still get accomplished what you need to within a practice. And I think we're on the right track there.
You've got the number one overall scoring defense in the league, and also the number one rush defense in the league. Obviously, those are two huge advantages when you come down to this time of year with the potential weather. What has been the strength of your defense, both rush and scoring defense?
Well, I think there's sometimes those stats can be misleading because I think there was years we were leading in pass defense, but we played Army and gave up a boatload of rushing yards. So, but I think our defense has played well against run and pass, especially the last 4 weeks plus. And I think it starts up front. I think our defensive ends get a lot of credit, especially when it may comes to pass rush. But I think it's the play inside that starts with Eddie Wilson and Chibuzi Onwuka is two of our defensive tackles that have played extremely well all year. And then when our linebacker core got healthy, I think our defense took another step up. And then our safeties, Tyrone Hill and Joey Banks, have been like a lot of safeties. You got to be active and you got to be physical in the run game. And I think those two guys have done a nice job there. So that's kind of where it's at. But again, when you get spread out this week, you got to make sure you got everybody locked in and ready to go.
And to that point as well, your run defense or your rushing offense, second in the MAC. Just the importance of the ability of you having that ground game to depend upon this time of year.
Well, yeah, and sometimes you got to make sure best way to your best defense might be your offense if you're hanging out of the ball. There's been some games we've made that time of possession stat relevant again, and by controlling it but the biggest thing is you got to make sure you get points because when you play against these type of offenses that can strike quickly, you got to make the most of your possession. So that run game has been consistent. It's helped us grow as a team, and hopefully the outside weapons and that continue to take steps that they have to make us even a more balanced offense. And that'll also be an important part of Thursday.
Obviously, you're down the final stretch. The East Division standings are so tight, obviously, with Miami on top and then you right behind them. Down the stretch with three games to go, this is what you play for, isn't it?
Yeah, and we talked about it after opening the season with two disappointing losses in division play, let alone in conference play. But we talked about a lot of ball to play yet and have a chance to get ourselves in the conversation. they've handled the month of October very well, and now making November a lot more meaningful. And so yeah, that's right. That's kind of the things we have strived for since we arrived here, that we can build that type of consistency. And these last three games will definitely be a measuring stick of where we're at.
Well, Lance, we'll let you get back to your preparation for Kent State. Again, we appreciate your time. I want to wish you the best of luck on Thursday, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next Monday morning.
Sounds great. Thank you, Ken. Have a great week.
Okay, thank you so much. For Lance Leipold and his Buffalo Bulls, again, had a bye week last week, and they will be on the road this coming Thursday, November 14th at Kent State. That game, a 7 p.m. Eastern kickoff, and available on CBS Sports Network.